Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're going to take a look at the real estate market north and south in the Silver State, and it is optimistic. Our guests will be Colleen Kelly and Blaine Johnson. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel today, John Sandy IV and Robin Reedy. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Before Wall Street gave him $200,000 in campaign cash, before he voted to let bank CEOs take millions in taxpayer-funded bonuses, Dean Heller was a stockbroker. No wonder he voted against Wall Street reform. Against holding the big banks accountable. Heller even voted to risk your Social Security here in the stock market. Dean Heller. He votes like he still works for Wall Street. And that's bad for you. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for content of this advertising.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're going to try and find out the truth about the real estate markets in both the north and southern portions of our state. And joining us are Colleen Kelly. She's the president of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. And Blaine Johnson is the president of the Nevada Association of Realtors. Pleasure to have you both with us. Colleen, I'm going to start with you. We're seeing, home values rising at both ends of the state. Are you concerned that we're facing potentially a bubble with these prices rising while there are still so many foreclosures potentially in the pipeline?
I don't think they have taken that turn up as fast as they did last time, so not too worried about it. It may be temporary, though.
Now, what would be the situation if the banks were to release thousands more houses onto the marketplace?
I don't know if that's going to happen with the encouragement of the Bank Settlement Act that they do more short sales than they do foreclosures. So I'm not too worried about that, in my opinion.
Barbara Buckley was on this program, Blaine, just a couple of weeks ago, and she was just saying the same thing, that she thinks that the banks have learned their lesson and that she doesn't regard this as potentially a troublesome bubble. Would you agree with that?
No, I agree. I think that, as Colleen said, with the national settlement, there's a lot more incentive now for banks to go through a foreclosure or to refinance or do a modification. There is no incentive now to foreclose on a home. So while there's probably still going to be some foreclosures coming down the pipeline, I don't think that big flood of REOs is coming onto the market.
As far as principal reduction, do you think the banks are giving enough principal reduction to get these homeowners to where they're above water as against being underwater?
Yeah, you know, I think it's moving in the right direction. I suppose if you were the person that was substantially underwater, it's not moving fast enough. I know that for a lot of people, if they can get that principal reduction, as well as an interest rate reduction, allows them to stay in their home. And I think we're moving in a positive direction, but maybe not fast enough for some people.
Colleen, you know, we've seen interest dropping to even more or greater historic lows in the past week. How is this affecting the marketplace at this time in terms of the fact that are there enough people out there with money to be able to take advantage of these mortgage rates?
Yeah, I think we were told that about 237% increase in refinances. So there are people taking advantage of that opportunity right now.
But are you going to see that in terms of new home sales, an advantage being taken there?
Our new home sales have been very brisk down here. They're building as fast as they can sell them. So it's been very good for the new homes as well.
And that's an interesting turn of events. And I think, doesn't that say a lot about the economy, is that builders are not only buying land, but they're actually building homes?
Yeah, it started out as being built on purchase by a buyer. But now they are going ahead and building at will.
Blaine, in Northern Nevada, we had Perry DiLoretto on the program, a well-known regional home builder, and he was saying that at the time of his appearance, in the last 3 weeks prior to his appearance, that he'd sold 15 new homes. Are you seeing this with other home builders?
You know, there's certainly more new homes being built, and there is a lot of traffic moving that direction. I know that because of the lack of inventory of existing home sales, it's certainly been a benefit for home buyers. And we had someone recently that was trying to buy a home, and because there's so much competition for the existing homes, they actually opted to go ahead and purchase a new home. So yeah, there's a trend moving there, and for a lot of reasons.
Well, explain some of those reasons.
Well, again, I think lack of inventory is one reason why new home sales are starting to come up.
And this is balanced, isn't it, by the fact that you still have these homes that are owned by the banks that have not been released yet, because there's got to be thousands of homes across the state that are in that situation.
There's certainly some. I think that it's maybe not as radical as some people want to think. You know, there's a lot of conversation on both sides as to how big a shadow market there potentially is or will be coming in, regardless of whether or not they're holding them now or going to be foreclosing in the future. But, you know, with the buyers currently coming into the market, I know that home sales are up in Vegas. They're substantially up here in the northern half. I live up on the lake, and we're close to 20% up in sales this year over last year. So I think that there, with the low interest rates, the refinancing, people are starting to be excited about being able to get back into the market now.
Colleen, do you think that a lot of people have been sitting on their money waiting for, quote, the bottom, and now we have seen the bottom and it is time for those people to get off of the sidelines?
Well, with record numbers of sales last year, I think they've been doing that for a while now. Of course, it still continues. Our lack of inventory is what's kind of guiding us at this point.
All right, let's take a break. More on the real estate markets, and this is huge to our economy because until housing comes back, the economy is not coming back, and it sounds like it's coming back. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to nevadanewsmakers.com.
The choice on taxes. Mitt Romney's plan, a 25% tax cut for millionaires, tax breaks for oil companies and corporations that ship jobs overseas, but a tax hike for 18 million working families. President Obama's plan, ask the wealthy to pay a little more so the middle class pays less. Eliminate oil subsidies and tax breaks for companies that outsource. Two plans, your choice.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
When it comes to delivering energy, a lot happens behind the scenes. NV Energy generates thousands of megawatts of energy and moves it along miles and miles of transmission and distribution lines to Nevada homes and businesses. So when you flip a switch or push a button, there are no surprises.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
This segment is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. So much depends on trucks.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Blaine Johnson. He's the president of the Nevada Association of Realtors, and Colleen Kelly, who is the president of the Greater Las Vegas Association of Realtors. Blaine, let me ask you this. One of the things that surprised me about a month ago was one of my staff members and her husband are trying to buy a house. And every place they were going, they were finding 10 other buyers for those houses. That sounds like what was happening 5 years ago.
Yeah, you know, it's it is. It's you got to move quick, especially if you find something that's a very good deal. There are a combination of investors and first-time home buyers out there. There are even with the poor economic times, there's a lot of cash buyers out there. People that are very well qualified now, you know, that. Well, that's just it. I think cash buyers and good qualified home buyers are out there waiting in line to buy homes now.
Colleen, one of the things that's interesting about, you know, living through economic history is that, you know, affordable housing returned to the Las Vegas and Reno markets. And are you seeing a lot of people now coming into the marketplace that previously were priced out of the market? And I'm talking about people like teachers who were making a decent living, but just not enough to qualify for the outrageous pricing that existed before.
Absolutely. The opportunity does exist out there for low-income, middle-income buyers. The problem is the inventory and the cash buyers that are generally looked at as a better buyer than someone coming in with a loan because it's less, you just have less issues with that.
And it's interesting, you know, because what's happening is that, you know, a lot of the appraisals are lower than what people are willing to pay in terms of cash. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. We do have a big problem with the appraisals. Especially for FHA buyers and flippers, people who are flipping properties and doing it before the 90-day period, it makes it harder.
Are you feeling confident that the worst is past us now?
I think we still have a ways to go.
In what respect?
We still have this inventory, be it shadow or, you know, it's short sellers that are in default that the banks haven't filed the defaults on them yet. So it's hard to say what that number is. So until we work through that inventory, we're still going to see a little bit of issues.
Blaine, in Northern Nevada, you know, for people that have lost their homes, those are gone. For people who have lost their jobs, in a lot of cases, those people have left the area as well. So do you feel more confident about Northern Nevada real estate at this time?
I'm optimistic across the board. I think that there's more opportunity to buy. I think that the overall economy feels like, you were asking Colleen a second ago whether or not it feels like we're starting to move in a positive direction. In our little market, it has felt like we're moving in a positive direction for the last 8, 10, 12 months. So I think that overall, the economy is starting to be a little more sound. People that have their jobs feel a little more comfortable about the fact that they're going to keep their jobs. It gives them that confidence to be able to reinvest in their communities and hopefully start to rebuild those communities.
Colleen, are you seeing more in the way of marketing for real estate now? Because for a long time, it seemed like the real estate sections of the newspapers were getting thinner and thinner. And now it seems to me like they're being boosted up again, which means that people have confidence to invest money to make money. Is that what you're saying?
I think so. Specifically for the new home sales, I know they are advertising considerably. We are certainly maintaining our advertising here on the existing inventory.
And it's also interesting and surprised me that I was seeing some high-end builders building new properties in Northern Nevada, which I was not expecting. I know that in Southern Nevada, people have been able to take great advantage of the low cost of luxury housing because, you know, the values dropped more than half. What are you seeing in terms of the upper end of building?
Well, fortunately, we do have a fairly good supply of houses in that upper end over $1 million. So it makes it very good for people in that price range to get a very good variety of houses.
Blaine, you know, one of the things that's been of interest to me is credit scores. Because with the majority of the country, let's face it, having all kinds of financial problems, you know, how important are those credit scores, and are we seeing any way change in the way that credit scores are being applied?
You know, that's probably a better question for the banking industry, but it does seem that through the conversations that we've had, that they're being a little more forgiving on their FICO scores. They're understanding, as you said, that people have, you know, gone through a distressed situation. Whether or not they lost their job or had a health issue, and it has impacted their overall FICO score. I think people are starting to look a little more reasonably at that. You know, there are guidelines that they have to stay with, but there are also conversations at all levels about looking at it and bringing down those scores to get people back into lending again.
Colleen, are you seeing the same thing in Las Vegas?
Absolutely. I think, though, that they're going to have to look at some type of credit amnesty for some of these foreclosure people and short sale sellers to get them back into the marketplace. Because right now they are they're fueling the renters market and the investors market. So to keep them here and invested in the community, I think we need to get them back to where they can purchase again.
I think that's a great phrase, credit amnesty. Listen, thank you both very much. I think that there is certainly cause for optimism in the housing market from what I'm hearing from both of you today. So thank you very much for being here. We appreciate it. And we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
With the change of seasons upon us, it's time to start thinking about re-roofing your commercial building before the weather changes. D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal has you covered with great products from Firestone. Remember, there's not just one product for every project. D&D and Firestone have the right product for your roof. The experts at D&D Roofing will give you a tailor-made roof for your building. For more information, call 685-5555 or go to the website ddroofing.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies,
for amber waves of gray,
for purple mountains'
majesty, above the fruited plain.
America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and crown thy good with brotherhood.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound, and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Call 855-603-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month and get four DVRs for $19.99. With up to 780 hours, you can record and watch your favorite shows in every room of your house. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's five times faster than AT&T UVerse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter Phone with unlimited long-distance calling, with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-603-PLAY now.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, John Sandy, the fourth, is here, and his attorney with Fenimore Craig Jones Vargas. That is a story for another day.
Yes.
Robin Reedy, principal with Our Politics. Pleasure to have you both here with us.
Thanks.
One of the things that I thought was interesting coming out of that discussion with the realtors was that we had the phrase credit amnesty come up. And isn't it about time that we got real with the situation that this entire country is facing, with the exception of a minority, which is that everybody's credit scores are completely screwed up?
Well, yeah, it sounds like we're finally getting to a point where we're working ourselves through the foreclosure mess, and now we're going to have to deal with the ramifications of that period of time in our country's history. And part of that is you have a lot of people out there with damaged credit ratings and credit scores, and it seems that in order to get things moving again, the banks are going to have to do something to perhaps look at how they evaluate individuals when they're trying to determine their credit rating.
I was going to play devil's advocate and say that there are a lot of people out there that have been paying their mortgages, they've been paying their credit card bills. How are they going to feel about this?
Yeah, I do think that while a vast majority have had their credit affected, but there's still numerous people who haven't, and who've been, even though they're underwater on their homes, they're staying in their homes. A lot of people are just making the numbers calculation and deciding to walk away from a home. Then you'll go one step further, and you have this credit amnesty, and they don't do the risk analysis for lending, which is how we got here anyways. And suddenly the government needs to support the banks again because they're taking losses to encourage a policy of people being in homes. I think it's a vicious circle.
Well, but don't you also look at it and say, okay, how do we ever get out of this problem? If car dealers can't sell cars, if home builders can't sell homes, and yet people, yes, their credit rating may be screwed up through no fault of their own, their house may be underwater through no fault of their own, but do you stop people buying appliances? Do you stop people doing lots of things that they could do if their credit score could be more realistic in terms of our financial times?
I tend to side on, if we had let the bottom drop out, we would probably be out of, at least on our way to being out of this mess already. But to artificially come in and help isn't really helping in the long run.
But is it artificial? Well, yeah, I'm going to throw it to you, John. Is it artificial?
I don't want to take what I said as trying to say that we're going to ignore everything. I think that the people that did stay in their homes and they do have a good credit rating, they will be benefited and they will be at a higher level than individuals that, through no fault of their own, have suffered a devastating foreclosure. So I'm not trying to indicate that we're going to put them all in a level playing field and pretend like nothing happened. But what I am saying, though, is that in order to start allowing these people, because just because they maybe lost their job or their house was underwater doesn't mean that now they're not reemployed and are able to move forward and pay and purchase a car, purchase an appliance. So I don't think you just can throw the baby out with the bathwater have this devastating effect lead into the future. We have to get things going again and allow us to move forward.
And I do want to point out, and nobody really talks about this because they're talking about the last few years and the bubble that occurred with housing, but the reality is for the last 30-odd years that banks and realtors have been figuring out how to sell houses to people who not necessarily could afford the full amount. So if they were usually going to have a 20% down payment, the bank would say, okay, well, we'll give you a first at this rate, and this will be a fixed 30-year mortgage, and then we'll give you a second on another 15%, so now you really only have to come up with 5%. That's really been the way, hasn't it?
Well, I do think there were certain institutions and realtors that went that direction and tried to get people in things they couldn't afford to begin with, but I think there's also...
I'm talking from 30 years ago.
There's still a basis of reality of, you know how much is coming in, you know how much that mortgage is going to be, you know, is it up to government to set a policy of we want people owning their homes, or is it up to the individual to decide what they can and can't afford? My fear is, because I believe in consequence to behavior, and that's just my own internal clock, that if we allow someone to walk away from their home simply because it was a bad investment and then forgive them for those actions,
what's the consequence in the long run to...
All right, but then I'll throw something else at you, okay? Business does this all the time. It's called bankruptcy. You have seen major operators in the state of casino properties walk away from billions of dollars in debt. That's called a smart business decision.
And bankruptcy has been a cornerstone of really our democracy in not having debtors' prisons, in allowing people to make mistakes and move forward. But again, to make an active decision to walk away from a loan that you could afford to pay, but simply because the house is underwater, I do have a problem with. And I have a problem with rewarding that behavior. There are others. So the devil will eventually be in the details, again, as with anything.
John, you get the last word.
I was just going to say, I think that was a great analogy in how we are dealing or should be dealing with this in the future, is to say that we're not going to allow this to be a debtor's prison, that we will allow for you to move forward as long as you're responsible. We're not going to forgive your actions, but they won't have a devastating consequence, so that we can all progress.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you both very much. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
President Obama came to the White House with big plans. He'd halve the deficit, strengthen the economy, lower unemployment. What did we get? National debt over $15 trillion and climbing. Unemployment above 8% for 40 straight months. An ongoing economic crisis with no end in sight. He tried. You tried. It's okay to make a change. The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
With a two-year-old at home.
I have two daughters.
We have five boys and a large family.
I couldn't imagine not having AT&T U-verse. It just would not work for our household.
Like if we're watching a movie in Mom's room and Mom doesn't want us in her room, so we just go in the living room and continue watching it.
Call to get AT&T U-verse for just $29 a month for 6 months with a total home DVR included free for life. Plus add HBO and Cinemax and get both free for 3 months.
If I need to pause something, as it happens...
Diaper.
He can start screaming, I can stop the show, and then pick it up on a different TV somewhere else in the house.
We can record Sesame Street for her, boring sports for him, and for me, the Real Housewives of anything.
So call now to get AT&T U-verse TV for only $29 a month for 6 months with a total home DVR included free for life. Plus add HBO and Cinemax and get both free for 3 months. And ask about next day installation at no extra charge.
Without U-verse, I think we'd be just a big mess.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
The Olympics will be bumping Nevada Newsmakers for the next couple of weeks, but you can watch our shows on Channel 3.2 in Las Vegas and 123 in Las Vegas. Also, KXNT Radio and KOH Radio will be carrying all the broadcasts. And, of course, you can always watch it at NevadaNewsmakers.com. On the next broadcast, the boss of the Teachers Union, Lynn Warney, will be here. We'll see you on the next show.